Greetings of peace and joy, my friends. This is Vince Green coming to you from the tiny state of Rhode Island in southern New England. Here it is, the end of 2016, a year that has been, well, quite interesting. I guess we'll leave it at that. You know, every day I receive gifts, and I try to share as many of those gifts as I can. And today I would like to share a gift with you that I received a couple weeks ago. In fact, I receive gifts from this source every day. And however, this particular one I felt was specifically worthwhile now. At the end of the year, when we review the year, we review ourselves, we look at the new year coming up. So at any rate, let me just get right to it. This is a letter which came to me from a website called, and a woman who runs this website. It's called heavenletters.org, HEAVENLETTERS.ORG. I recommend that you at least check them out and see what there is to be had there. So this particular letter came a couple weeks ago. It is entitled "Be as good a receiver as a giver." These letters are channeled directly from the divine source of all that is, from God. You are not to specialize in being loved. Your specialty is to be living and sharing the love you are. No question. Everyone loves to receive unbounded love. Let sharing of your love be your focus. Ask of your heart that it give and be happy to give and generous in giving all the love in your so-called independent heart. The love you share does not have to be romantic love, not at all. It can be plain love, pure and simple. You are meant to be a proponent of love. Love is love so long as you are free to give it. Love can be a tiny kindness. Love is of a genial nature. Love is real. Love is the reality of life. Love is unreal without love flowing and generating, and more love heaping up, ready to rush out. Certainly, your giving love can amount to simple patience and understanding. Your giving of love can mean you're not super sensitive. It can mean you're good-natured and don't make demands of others for your own gain. It can mean that you think of others as much as you think of yourself. It can mean that you do not take offense. It can mean you are generous in word and deed. Go forth and multiply love. Ask little, give a lot. Give because there is joy for you in giving. This is giving in the true sense. There is no award predicted or meted out beyond your joy in giving. Just give for the joy of love flowing. Let giving be joy. Give, for you have almighty love to give. No need to count how much your giving is appreciated and decide that your giving needs to be appreciated more. You are not here to love in order to win points. How would you love if the world gave you a free ride and you were always adored instantly? How easy and meritorious. No one is to demand too much from you any more than you are to demand a certain minimum or maximum from any other. What you require is to be able to give without counting profit. Giving love is not business-based. It is jubilant for you to give love. Be jubilant! There are also those who are good at giving and not so good about being able to accept what is given to them. it is hard for them to receive. There is also love to accept. You are royalty. You. Let the one across from you also be royalty. Be as good a receiver as you are a giver. Listening is receiving. Listen. Listen to the soul before you. Giving love does not mean you owe anyone. Love owed is not love. Love is allowing your heart to expand. Well, I mean, what else could be the best use of your heart? Certainly not contraction. Never contraction. You are not to give love that you do not really have. You are not to fork over love that is affectation rather than love in your heart. You are not building yourself up by giving love. Love is not for your embellishment. It's natural to give. If you are not giving love by the moment, your natural course of love has been impeded. With your love impeded, then your love can be compared to, say, cookies in the oven when you forgot to turn the oven on. What good are these cookies? A lot of cold, unbaked cookies. Love is meant to be shared. No excuses. You cannot give too much of a love when it is given for another and not for your own burgeoning. Unimpede your love now. Then you're natural. Withholding love is unnatural. So once again, from me to you, may your love shine forth and brighten this world. Peace, my friends.